Here's the Marketplace Index for Monday the 14th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 74 points, 0.6% to 12,079. NASDAQ Composite down 21 points, 0.8%. S&P 500 lost 11 points, about 1%. The yield on the Treasury's 10-year note down to 2.03% today. Europe is now facing its toughest hour since World War II. That sounds like Churchill, but it's a quotation today from the leader of Germany, Angela Merkel. She told members of her ruling party that Europe needs a closer political union for it to climb out of its financial crisis. What she does not want to do is kick some countries out of the euro. By some countries, Greece and Italy come to mind. But today let's add Spain, where the yield on the Spanish 10-year note rose above 6%. That's not as bad as Italy's, but still dangerously high. I asked Brian Gendreau, a market strategist with Cetera Financial, if market players in the U.S. have justification for their morbid fascination with Europe.
Well, we do. Large U.S. corporations, the members of the Dow, most of the members of the Dow, now get more than half the revenues from abroad. A lot of it is still Europe. That hasn't been the big growth area for the revenues, but it's still there.
And predictions now abound of a recession in Europe, even if that kind of downturn is no longer the chief worry in the United States.
I think talk of recession is pretty much off the table at this point, particularly the last GDP report we got showing 2.5% growth. Well, that's not great. That's not the kind of growth we'd like to see coming out of a recession. It's not typical for recoveries. We'd really like to see more like 3.5%, 4%. Still, that's better than 0% growth and a heck of a lot better than a recession. And stock markets historically have actually done fairly well in periods of slow growth. For any number of reasons, one of them being that periods of slow GDP growth also tend to be periods of slow wage growth. Who's asking for a raise right about now in the United States? Not many people.
That's a stark reminder, right, about how, yeah, we have employment problems, we have wage growth problems, but on the other hand, it's a time when companies can actually bank a profit, and that should trickle down into the stock market.
It has. It has. Earnings have been strong. As of last week, probably almost 90% of the S&P 500 reported, and it looks like we're on track for the 11th quarter in a row of higher than expected earnings. Analysts are forecasting a slowdown, but still pretty positive growth. The corporate sector has been a bright spot in this recovery.
Brian Gendreau, a market strategist with Cetera Financial. And shares of supercomputer maker Cray went up about 8.5% today. It's won a $188 million contract to engineer a super-duper computer for the University of Illinois. Industry giant IBM failed at this and bailed out of the project last summer. If Cray can pull it off, the resulting machine is supposed to do a quadrillion calculations a second. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. A jolt in the pulse today when we heard Macy's big Atlanta Christmas tree broke in two as they tried to hoist it to the roof. Could that be bad news for the economy? Every year, the department store puts up a 60-foot tree in Atlanta, and in the past 63 years, it's only broken once before, in 2004. You may think of the mid-2000s as boom years, but in fact, after the tree snapped the first time, the U.S. economy went through five straight years of falling growth. More about the tree and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy on our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.